Hi guys, welcome to this episode of the Daily Detail Tip. This is Jimbo, and I've been getting a lot of questions from people and seeing a lot of threads about how to start a detailing business. So people write in and say, hey Jimbo, you know, I'm, been detailing on the side for X amount of months, X amount of years, whatever. How do I start and grow a business? The market sucks around where I'm at. Whatever. And the first answer is listen to the auto detailing podcast, right? Go back to old episodes and listen to those episodes. Listen to the countless guests I've had on and pick, allow yourself to pick their brain. Cause the benefit of this show is that a lot of people come on, and share their stories and their journey. And that's what I really like. Every time I approach a guest or a guest approach me, I always talk about, I want to tell your story. I want to hear how you did it. Because I feel like through that, you, the listener, will pick up on something like that. But there's an overarching quote. I used to be a real big quote guy, and I still love quotes. Sometimes I call them bumper stickers, right? And, you know, there's one that when I was starting this whole online journey, my online journey, before the podcast, before all that, kind of figuring out how to do everything, there was one quote that always stood out to me. Because my thought is I want to get ahead, right? And I think that's the motivation behind a lot of us. We want to get ahead in whatever aspect of our life that means. We just want to get ahead, right? So the quote is, the secret to getting ahead is to get started, right? And here's the deal. If you want to start a detailing business, you just have to get started in whatever capacity that means to you, in whatever capacity that means in your area, your market. Don't be afraid. I know there's a lot of talk and a lot of people are afraid about undervaluing themselves and not charging enough. And trust me, I'm the biggest proponent of making sure that you are being valued and that you are getting paid for your worth and for your service and for what that service costs. And I'm not a big fan of low price people or people undercutting the market. It sucks. You know, as a lot of you know, I run multiple businesses, right, in multiple facets, and sometimes I'm getting drilled on people that are jumping into the market and undercutting me, and it kills the margin and it kills everything. It sucks, right? But at the same time, I understand it. And when you're talking about a service-based business, people need to know about you, and that is what I see is the biggest problem. Right, is that when you're trying to start a detailing business, no one knows who you are, right? You're essentially nobody, and I could go into all that of how I think I'm a nobody, and I think everyone's a nobody, right? But when you're just starting out, obscurity is your biggest problem, right? You could have been trained by the best of the best. You could have gone to all the conferences. You could have done, you know, been super active in all the Facebook groups and all the Facebook forums and off Facebook forums and all that. But the problem is that you're still obscure, that the customer detailers may know who you are, right? But the people in your local community don't know who you are. So I have a few options and a few suggestions. How about that? A few suggestions of things I've done in the past to become less obscure, right? So the very first one that I started with is a networking group. It's not a MLM or a multi-level marketing or anything like that. It's a networking group where you meet once a week with other business professionals and you guys try to pass business to each other, right? So you're still running your own business and you're just trying to network and talk and meet other people. That group is called BNI or Business Networking International. Cost about $1,000 or $1,500 a year. You have room dues and you got to pay for the membership and stuff like that. And it may have gone up since then. I was in it for about 5 years. That is a great way to start networking with other business professionals in your local area and kind of get the ball rolling slowly with becoming less obscure, right? Another option to do that I wish I would have done a heck of a lot sooner is start running Google Ads. Google Ads are a great way to get to the top of a search engine, Google. And now there's a lot of people that, you know, oh, I blew $1,000 and blah, 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 blah. I don't know how the heck you did that because you can set your own daily budget, right? So start out with something reasonable, $3 a day, $2 a day, $5 a day, $10 a day. And the thing I love about Google AdWords versus something like Yelp is that you can turn it off or on day by day, week by week, month by month. You're very slow. You could turn on your Google AdWords. It's like a faucet. I've talked about that before. You can turn the faucet on, which means turn on your AdWords. The water starts flowing. The phone starts ringing. The customers start coming. Then when you get busy or you fill out your schedule, you can turn the faucet off and stop the water, stop the calls, or as many calls, right? But the thing about Google AdWords is that you're paying to get to the top of the search engine, which is driving more traffic to your website, which is also helping drive your organic ranking. So how your website ranks on Google when you don't pay, right? So they kind of feed each other. One thing to be aware of are there, just like with anything, there are ebbs and flows to it. So some, you know, you may spend $5 a day and get 10 calls, and you may spend $5 the other day and get no calls. So there is a little ebbs and flows to the Google AdWords, but when you start out with something like $5 a day, you're only going to spend $150 that month. That means if you ran ads every single day for the whole month, if you landed one client, you're probably going to pay for at least your ad spend on that initial service for that client. And then you got to work, that's where the business skills turn in. You got to work that client to make them a return client, to make them, you know, get their neighbors and blah, 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 blah. But it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It starts small and then can turn into something that can really mess something up. And that's what you want to do with your business. Start small, start, you know, organically or however you have to. Guerrilla Marketing, it's another good book to pick up. And then let that snowball build. Another option, and obviously we're working up the ladder here. I guess the first option of, I should have chose something else, but BNI Group, Google AdWords. Another one is that I love, if you're going mobile, set up in a parking lot, wash your own car, find a family member whose car that they're willing to have you do it for free. And here's the point, foam the crap out of that thing, make a mess, right? Not a mess with trash, but make a mess, like make a scene. Really get people, really grab their attention. Because remember, obscurity is your worst thing about just starting, right? So, and I guarantee you, like I've talked about it before, setting up in a parking lot and, you know, washing a car, even if you're just rinsing it with water, is going to draw attention. Now, sometimes that attention can be bad, but a lot of times it can be really good. And you're going to have people approaching you, asking about your services. Another one is going into office parks. Office parks are low-hanging fruit. Office buildings are low-hanging fruit. The competition is very stiff. They're mainly concerned about price only, but it's very easy to obtain. So in the Detailer Inner Circle, we talk about a very strategic approach to getting office work, office park work, by, you know, hitting up key decision makers in these businesses that occupy the office buildings. But you know what? There's been a lot of times when I first started that I've simply parked my van out front, walked in, talked to the receptionist, threw a business card, and asked them to do cars. The rejection rate is super high, but again, it's low-hanging fruit. Most of the times you can land something, you know? Another option would be your local chamber of commerce and networking, right? That's going to be a little bit cheaper than something like a BNI, but it's going to be a little bit slower too. So going to the Chamber of Commerce, networking with other people. So all those things you can do that will help kickstart your business. But remember that quote, the key to getting ahead is just to get started. No one is going to find you when you're sitting on your couch. No one, your phone is not magically going to ring, right? You have to go get it. You have to go out there. You have to be willing to hustle. You have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to discount your services or even do free services until you're not obscure anymore. This is not a long-term play to do free work forever. I want you to be the highest paid detailer in your market. And I want you to have the reputation of being the most expensive guy, you know, in your whole county, right? But in order to earn that reputation, people have to know about you. And to get people to know about you, it takes time. So be willing to go out there, discount your services if you have to, but whatever you do, don't sit on your couch. Don't sit at your shop with no cars. Get out there, hustle it, network with people, meet people, tell them about your company, tell them about your services, offer value to them. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed that one. See ya. Oh, by the way, if you want a shortcut to all this stuff, And that's really what the detailer inner circle is a way to shortcut the learning curve. So if you're in network with other people from literally across the world to see what marketing tactics are working best for them. So if you want to be plugged into that circle, that is the detailerinnercircle.com. You can check everything out there. If you have any direct questions about it, of course, you can email me, message me, whatever, and I'll be willing to help you. But really, if you want to cut down that learning curve and really learn the exact tactics, the exact scripts, the exact flyers and pamphlets and words to say, all that is available inside the Detailer Inner Circle. So hope you guys will check that out. See ya.